turn to claim the pyramid. Pawning on the mothership, I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Light year group.
All right, y'all. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Best Talk, and it's Fun Friday, y'all. That's right. Y'all ready for a ride on the mothership? Hey, that's right. The mothership is back and out of the shop. That's right, y'all. Oh, yeah. Y'all hear that beat going? That's what I'm talking about right there. It's Friday. It's the start of the weekend, and I'm ready to start. So I hope y'all ready to go with me. We're going on a ride tonight. So I hope y'all ready. You know what I mean? Hope y'all ready. Yeah. It's just me in the boat. Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. It is Fun Friday, and y'all know what we do on Fun Friday. We act a fool. That's what we do, because it's Friday. You done worked all week. You ain't got nothing else to do tonight. So sit back, go on and grab you a nice little drink, and let's get on with the get on. That's what I'm talking about right there. And you know what? And we got some stuff for you tonight, man. I'm telling you. It's been, what, 2 weeks? It's been 2 weeks, right? Man, and I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I'll be honest with you, but there's a whole lot of stuff I am going to talk about. As it flows to me, I'm going to flow it out to you. That's right. Now, if you want to join the conversation, you got something you want to make me laugh about? No problem. Just give me a call, 347-388-622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or join me in the chat room. Hey, we can laugh in the chat room too, you know what I mean? Hey, just sign into your local social media site, whether it's Facebook, MySpace, Instagram, Pooty Poo Poo, and Banny Bam Bam, whatever you use. Hey, we can, you know, hey, let's get on. Let's get it on in the chat room. Hey, we got 2 hours to kill. Then y'all can go do whatever the hell you want to do. Because I'm going to do what I want to do. Now, let me tell y'all something before we get started tonight. Now, if you're going to call up here tonight, don't you call up here with nothing serious, because I'm not trying to hear it. Tonight, we laughing, y'all. We ain't trying to do nothing serious. We ain't trying to hear nothing sad. And we ain't trying to do nothing that ain't going to make you laugh, all right? So, with that being said, you know what? It's all good in the neighborhood. Oh, Lord have mercy. But y'all know what I got to do first, right? I got to get this commercial out the way so we can go on to get started. So I see y'all in about a minute and 30 seconds. Hey, Colleen Fort Hood, are you looking for some down-home smoked barbecue? Meat so tender it falls off the bone? If so, I have the perfect place for you. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar, located at 1015 Adams Avenue, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The menu includes barbecue ribs, chicken, mouth-watering brisket, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, collard greens, rice and beans. They also have regular tea. They also have Kool-Aid. Yes, y'all, Kool-Aid, the red Kool-Aid, you hear me? Oh, yeah, and all the food is prepared daily. That's what I'm talking about. You have trouble getting off of work and going to sit down and eat, no problem. They take call-in orders. Just give them a call, 254-213-9660. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Woo! Barbecue so good, makes you want to come back for more. Check them out. All right, all right, all right. There you go. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. And, man, the food is off the chain. That's right. So if you're in the town, man, just go on and stop by and get you some. All right? Now, let's get started with today's show. And I got some things for you, man. What the hell is going on with Jake? Huh? What's going on with Jake, y'all? Y'all know who Jake is? On 2.5 Men, you know? Well, as they call him, Angus T. Jones. You know, I never knew what the little boy name was until I saw him on TV the other day. But how are you going to go against somebody who's been paying you since you were about 10 years old? You know how much millions he done made off that show? Then all of a sudden he gonna say it's trash, it's garbage. What kind of crap is that? Isn't that like biting the hand that's feeding you, you idiot? And y'all guess what? Who was the black guy sitting next to him just nodding? It was a bald-headed black guy next to him, and he just sitting there nodding and smiling and looking at him, got his hands, but you know what? Maybe something going on that we need to know about, huh? You don't think once they got through some things went on, huh? He was like, hey, baby, that was a good job. And they moseyed on into the next room. That's as far as I'm going with that one now. But really now, you've been on the show almost your whole adolescent life. Now, all of a sudden, you done got so damn righteous, you don't want to be on the show no more. Well, give all the damn money back that you made and take your ass on. That's right. That's the way I'm feeling about that right now, because I think that is really raggedy. That's very raggedy. What y'all think about that? Don't y'all feel that's kind of raggedy? You know, you done made all that damn money. Now you talking about the show is trash and garbage and so forth and so on. Man, I wish I was near him, then I would have tased the hell out of him. Just tased him till the black guy started shaking. That's right, just tase him. That's right, y'all. I'm still a taser, man. I'm telling you, I'm still on that taser kick. I'm tasing. So I hope y'all ready for that. Oh, my goodness. What's really going on tonight? Hey, y'all. What y'all drinking out there tonight? Let me know. What y'all drinking? I tell you, I'm drinking on some Verdi, man. Some peach-flavored Verdi. So that's who this show is brought to you tonight. Hey, you know what, though? I have to tell you, that damn gin, oh, boy. Was it the gin or was it the vodka? I think it was some vodka I was drinking one night on the show. That's no longer the show sponsor, man. Man, I drank some of that stuff that night, man. I woke up the next day. It took me about 3 days to recover from that mess, man. I'm like, really? I never felt that way. You know how your head be throbbing? Yeah. I'm going to sit on the toilet so long. Hell, it just became a permanent fixture. I know, y'all. It's like that. It's like that. But really, really, you know, so tonight the show is brought to you by Verdi, peach-flavored Verdi. So if you don't have any, go and get you some. You know what I mean? Because it's on point. And guess what, y'all? Also, you know, we usually have a question of the night. So what would the question of the night be? I don't know. I know. Here is the question of the night. When did the man Williams has decided to pose nude for Peter? Y'all know who Wendy Williams is. I call her Wendy the Man Williams because you know what I feel about her. Now, the question is that a good idea for her to pose nude? You know, because she got a bad-shaped body. She got all that up top and, you know, nothing on the bottom, really. So why would she be posing? Who wants to see that? She always drooling out the mouth. Heck. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just putting it out there like that. I mean, really? Really, Wendy Williams, why do we want to see you nude? Huh? Why? I don't want to see you nude. I really don't. Hell, I hate looking, I barely look at you when you get clothes on, let alone talking about taking your clothes off. Oh, them poor little animals. I hope they see them. You know what, if she do it in front of some animals, they ought to ask for cruelty to animals. Now, that's right, subjecting them dogs and cats and things to that kind of stuff. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, y'all know what Peter is, right, where they say they won't wear any more fur. So why you got to take your clothes off, though? Just say you ain't going to wear no more and move on. No, she got to take her clothes off. Damn, why won't you take your clothes off? She's going to be drooling on the coat. They're going to have it extra clean, extra dry cleaned and stuff. I don't know. I'm just saying, y'all. But anyway, you know, it's getting around the holidays time, man. And y'all got to, you want to see some funny stuff now? I'm telling this, this is the time of year you will see some hilarious stuff going on. You know, like them little guys that be standing outside. You know how them guys be standing outside with the ringing the bell for the Salvation Army? I went by one day, man, And he looks, this guy looked like he had just escaped out the insane asylum. He had one eye going one way, the other going another way. He had this nasty grimace on his face. I said, who's going to give this man some money? Really? That's the only person they can find to stand out there and ring this bell? And he wasn't even asking. He was just standing ringing a bell, looking at you. Well, you really couldn't tell who he was looking at. One eye was looking this way, and the other eye was looking the other way. And you were like, okay. I walked around to the other entrance, man, because I didn't want to go in that way. I'm telling you. Oh, y'all, shut up. It ain't my fault his eyes don't work right. I told you, look like he escaped out the insane asylum. It ain't my fault. Y'all heard that song before? It ain't my fault. That's right. It ain't my fault. I ain't got nothing to do with that, though. I really don't. I really don't, man. But anyway, and then, you know, you got them extra people that want to steal out of Walmart. Already, they stealing out of Walmart, man. It's a couple of guys that stole $20,000 worth of jewelry out of Walmart. I didn't even know Walmart had $20,000 worth of jewelry. Not real jewelry. Now, how you... Oh, Lord. And they walked into the Walmart 2 o'clock in the morning, just went to the case, opened the case, and took the jewelry and walked out. And in fact, one guy actually stopped at the, you know, the self-pay things, the self-pay registers, and paid for the stuff he had got and then walked out the store. What do that tell you? Them some bold asses or Walmart just ain't... Somebody ain't doing their job. I'm sure somebody will get fired behind that. But did you ever think Walmart actually had $20,000 worth of real jewelry there? Man, I thought it was play jewelry. You know, the jewelry you get out the bubble gum machine. But I guess it's real. Hey, so what can we say? The only thing I'm going to say is y'all stop stealing out of Walmart, damn it. Now is not the time. Y'all just had Black Friday. Walking, y'all spending the night all over the place, walking over each other, fighting each other over dang on nothing. Why y'all do that, man? Because you know what? Y'all went out there and stayed out there. Some of y'all stayed out there over 24 hours in the cold. It was rainy, snow. The only thing I had to do was wait till after Christmas. Everything was going to go down anyway. But no, some of y'all just too damn greedy. That's the problem. Some of you too damn, dude, you're just too greedy. That's right. And now, what's going on? Nothing's going on because some of you still didn't get what you wanted, so you had to settle for what was left. Mm-hmm. I know some of y'all probably out there threatening people, too. I know who y'all didn't threaten. I bet y'all didn't threaten them people in them little carts, them little, you know, them little scooters. I bet you didn't threaten them people in them damn scooters because they would run over your ass. Because they don't care. I'm just saying. I'm just telling you. Oh, Lord have mercy. And y'all know what I'm talking about. What do you want, Joe? Good afternoon. Good evening.
Oh, that's the way it's going to be. Is that the way it is on Fun Friday?
Yeah, that's the way it's going to be on Fun Friday, man.
Okay. We can have fun.
What's going on, man?
Same old.
Same old.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What you drinking tonight, Joe?
Just water?
Man, yeah. We don't want no mother shit with just water now. Come on.
Yeah, well, that's all I need now.
Oh, wow. Joe,
yeah.
Did you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Joe, you got all that static on that phone again.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let me fix it. I'll be back in a few minutes.
All right.
Okay, right back.
All right. All right, y'all. 561, I see you out there. Thank you for joining me tonight. Hey, but as I was saying, man, you know... Oh, man, I tell you, I don't know, man. Walmart, y'all need to stop this out of Walmart. And since the president got reelected, y'all need to tell him I want my free cable now. Y'all, I told y'all a long time ago, you know, I ain't got no cable. So I need my free cable. We need something. Hey, they say our hands out. We got promised some gifts. Damn it, I want my free cable. That's what I want to get promised. I know, right? Man. Oh, my goodness. Now, check this out, y'all. Here's something that I know everybody's going to say, really? Because here's gay men sue counselors who promise to make them straight.
All right, is this better?
Yeah, that's better. That's okay. Better, y'all. Now, gay men sue counselors who promised to make them straight. What the hell were they thinking? Huh? What made them think that anybody was going to make them straight besides themselves? So they didn't pay this man over $10,000, and they still gay as hell. They still want dick. I'm going to say it like I want to say it tonight. And now they upset. What kind of mess is that?
Well, if they're promised, you know, they sign a contract or they're giving somebody money to get results and those results don't come, I guess they can sue.
Joe, that's bull crap. You know, that's bull crap.
Why?
Come on, Joe. Now, really, let's really talk about this thing now.
Okay.
You're going to say, okay, let's say, no, we not going to say that. Let's say one of your friends is gay, because I ain't going to say I'm gay. Anyway, one of your friends is gay, and they come and you say, come to me, man. I got some counseling tricks that will really make you straight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, now these guys, this went over a year's time, though. This went over a long period of time. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, after the first couple of months, I mean, and then, Joe, check it out. And some of the techniques were to have them stand in front of a mirror and get fully undressed.
Right.
What the hell that got to do with not making you gay? Kind of make me think the therapist was getting his rocks off. You know what I mean?
Well,
Come on, man.
Well, I don't know if the therapist was there or not. That might have been some kind of therapy, some kind of association type of therapy. I don't know.
Yeah, but the therapist was there, Joe.
The therapist was there watching the guy in front of the mirror nude?
Yeah.
Well, that's a gay therapist.
So how in the hell is he going to make them straight when he ain't straight as damn self?
Yeah. It's like, don't worry, I'm a doctor. Let me see your weenie. Yeah.
It's not the weenie he was trying to see, though.
There's a lot of rip-offs on the planet.
I mean, come on now. That is outrageous, man. Well,
that's why the guy sued. He embarrassed him. He humiliated him. He took his money, and he didn't give him any results.
Well, hell, you know what, Joe? In that case, I could have helped him out. I'm going to tell you how. Because if they could have gave me that money, I would have went and purchased me a taser.
Oh, right? Here you go with the taser again. Every time it's a taser, you always want to taser people.
Damn right. Hey, he get enough.
What are you doing on your first date? Honey, come here. Let me taser your ass.
That's right. If she can take it, then we got
to
be good to go.
You're compatible. Hey, sweetie, I got a compatibility test with you. What is it?
See, then we can go on a tasing terror together.
Yeah. Let's go on a second date, babe. Bring your taser. Yeah.
Bring your taser, because we're going to get somebody tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Oh, boy.
See, that I'm talking about. What's wrong with that, Joe? What's wrong with tasing them?
Oh, nothing. But I think you should do it and put it on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, come on now.
Didn't you say you were going to do something and come back the next day?
Oh, I'm still working on that, Joe. I haven't forgotten you.
Oh, okay.
I'm still working on
still
it.
Still working on it.
Because you have to get it just right. So you just can't go out there. You just can't. You have to have it to where the sample is pure and without flaws. So, and what I'm saying is, if I walk up with a phone recording, people won't talk. You see what I'm saying? So I got to have it concealed well enough to where
it's natural. And what questions are you going to ask him?
Huh?
What questions were you going to ask?
Do you want to get tased?
Yeah. And you said a lot of people would go along with that, right?
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Watch.
Yeah, but you haven't done it yet. Yeah.
No, I haven't done it yet. You're going to see, though.
Yeah.
Man, now is not the time, Joe. These people thinking about shopping and spending money. They may pull out a taser and try to tase me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you hear this fucking excuse? he won't be back here until 2014 with some taser
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, Joe.
Yeah.
Whatever. I want to tell you how serious it is. Watch this. Woman assaults man after not climaxing during sex.
No, God, these broads. Oh,
Lord, have mercy. Oh, 30-year-old man felt misery in the sex, and after he achieved an orgasm and his girlfriend didn't, there was hell to pay. She was consumed by sexually frustrated madness and proceeded to attack Davis like a ravenous feral cat.
No.
So, Joe, next time you go and get yourself, you better handle your business. Or you see what might happen to you, right?
None of that shit's going to happen to me. You got to be kidding.
I'm serious, man.
She's out the fucking window head first. And none of that bullshit.
How? Yeah, now you know, spilt your little juices now, so you know what's happening. You tired now.
Yeah, I'm not going to be that tired to throw out a window. She tries to hit me.
You go to sleep and she go get you.
Please, I don't feel that kind of guilt. Please. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I didn't make you come. Oh, I'm sorry. What? You trying to hit me? Come here. Let me show you what the cool night air is like without your fucking clothes on.
Whatever, Joe. Oh, whatever.
Oh, like, what would you do then? You let yourself get hit?
No, I ain't going to get hit.
Oh, all right. So what would you do?
I'm handling my business, so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All women who want the big stud, come on in. Call in. He's going to rock your world. Your head's going to be knocking the headboards tonight. He never misses, ladies.
Oh, man, see.
So if it isn't that, it'll be something else that some chick will get mad about.
Check this out, Joe. Man used his penis to assault female police officer.
Oh, for God. What's he thinking?
Yeah.
Of all the people in the world, you're going to use it up against a cop.
God. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, that's just boldness altogether. How are you just going to take your thing and just
he just whips it right out and says, I got something for you there, babe.
See, that's why y'all need that alcohol alone. He was drunk at the time, but still.
He had to have been.
Yeah. Y'all need to leave the alcohol alone, man. I'm telling you, that's not a good thing. All right, check this out, though. Here's the one that's going to make you cringe. I don't know what it is. Y'all know well, and I was, you know, I was searching for some stories and stuff, and this, I guess this time of year is penis, just penis envy or something, because there's sure a whole lot of stories on about that. Okay, here we go. Doctor cuts off man's penis before hacking it apart.
What? A doctor cuts off a guy's cock?
Yeah.
For what reason?
Joe, I done told you about that cock mess, man.
Oh, you can't do that? Oh, like the word penis is any better.
But anyway, it was a surgeon. I guess he was doing surgery on this man, and he lost his temper and cut the man's...
Oh.
Cut the man's member off, okay? The doctor had been suffering from stress at the time, and he was just operating on a patient to correct a testicular malfunction. Anyway, something was wrong with his nutshell. When he lost his temper,
the
scalpel sliced off the man member in front of shock nursing staff and then placed it on the operating table where he chopped it into small pieces before storming out of the operating
Are these real headlines and real stories?
Yes. Yes.
What's the name of the headline?
The name of the headline is the doctor cuts off man's penis before hacking it apart.
Let me check this out, because I don't think any doctor is that stupid.
Okay. I want to check it out.
All right. Doctor cuts off penis.
This was in Romania. Look, this was in Romania. I'm telling you. See, y'all, Joe think I be playing, man. I tell y'all, this is the mother ride on the mothership, man. We find some stuff for you that you never normally wouldn't find. But I'm telling you, man, lately it has been kind of crazy, though. I don't know what it is about these people and their members lately, but it's crazy out there. Well, why Joe going to find out? Let's get back to them people in them damn scooters in the store, man. I'm telling y'all, when you see them people coming around in them little scooters, number one, how come it's always people that need to be walking around the scooters? You know what I mean? Come on now. They're the ones who need the damn exercise, but they got the scooters keeping other people who really need it. That's not right, man. That's not right. And then they'll run over you. And then you know how you have the little buggy, the little basket in front? They try and put a whole full grocery cart, a grocery in that little one little buggy. The damn thing be tipped over.
They be riding on the front wheel. That's why they put that the little swinging wheel in the back, because them people be trying to do wheelies and stuff. I'm telling y'all, man, it's a crazy world. So when y'all go in the store, y'all think I'm joking, right? Stop and take a look at the people riding on them little carts, them little scooters. Watch. And then you know what happened to scooters? And this is how you know they really don't need them, because once the battery die in the scooter while they in the store, they get up, walk away from the scooter, leave it there, and go and get another one. So what does that tell you? The asses could walk from the beginning. You know what I mean? Really? Wow. Mm-mm-mm. Y'all know what I'm about to say, right? Tase that butt. See, Joe don't like me talking about tase. But I will tase him. Tase him. Okay. All right. I'm getting off the tasing now. But I'm just saying, y'all, you know, it's just the little things that you see. The little things that you see on the everyday that you don't really pay attention to. Well, I pay attention to it because I have to laugh. I do. I laugh at everybody. Speaking of laughing, man, what the hell is going on with Cat Williams? Now, Cat Williams done went down to California, man. Then got people upset. So now they sue because he had melt down on stage. Cat Williams, you know Cat Williams only 4'6", right? Number one, last time he hit somebody in the head with a bottle. Okay, I'm still ain't understanding that one. But then, to top it off, he gets on stage, goes into a rant, takes his clothes off, and then threatens to fight people. What the hell is going on with Cat Williams? Cat Williams smoking some of that strong ganja. You know how he be walking back and forth on the stage when he be talking and be doing all, man, that'd be that ganja hitting him, them trees. I'm telling you, because you know he only 4'6". So who the hell he going to fight? Mickey Mouse? Minnie Mouse? Come on, Cat. Get it together, man. Damon is not chasing you anymore. Come on. Little tiny ass want to fight somebody. I can't even believe that, man. And then taking your clothes off. Who wants to see that? Huh? I want to see that. I bet some of y'all talking about, I wonder is he permed down there. Nobody want to know that either. I know some of y'all thought that. Oh, man. Y'all know what? Y'all crazy out there. Y'all crazy. Because I don't know what's going on, but see, this is what's going to happen now. We are going to get ready to sing a song. And while we sing a song, Joy is going to play a great, great number for us this evening. And y'all ready? Here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three, and. Oh, man, what happened? Something happened, man. Wait a minute, hold on. I got to start that over. Because, you know, it ain't my fault that it ain't working right around here. I'm just saying, man, what is really going on? Ladies, I got to talk to the ladies for a minute. Ladies, I love y'all. Y'all are beautiful. Y'all very intelligent. But like I told you before a long time ago, y'all need that person to tell you no. You need that girlfriend to tell you no. And I'm going to tell you why. You don't need to be wearing no damn, what them pants called? Them stretch pants. What them pants called? Leggings. That's what they call leggings, right? Y'all don't need to be wearing no damn leggings, right? With some damn, I don't know what kind of drawers this chick had on. But anyway, and then you don't have nothing covering up. Don't nobody want to see all that. You weighing every bit of 350 pounds. Really? Really? I didn't know they made leggings that god dang gonna be. Oh, my goodness. That was just downright nasty. And then, you know, and you know what's so funny, though? You barely saw the drawers hanging, her panties hanging out of the little crack, because that's a big old crack, man. I'm telling you, you could bury some things up in that thing. Oh, my goodness. I'm just saying, y'all. Ladies, please. If you got a girlfriend, you know, kind of on the juicy side, hey, come on, okay? I mean, if she put on something like that and she ain't covered up, y'all tell her, no, babe, you can't go out like that. Come on, girlfriend. But that's not cute. That's not sexy. Now, I'm going to get with the men. Men, I'm going to tell you what I saw today, and I could do nothing but shake my head. It's Joker. He riding around. I'm not listening now. He riding around in 2011 Cadillac. I mean, sharp. This Joker is late. You hear me? Now, he's every bit of, let's say, 55, 60 years old. Yeah. He has on a pair of jeans under his ass. Y'all know what I mean? He's supposed to be sagging or swagging or whatever the hell y'all calling it these days. Had braids in the hair. They all, his head is just gray as hell. Just gray. And then he had never had on a white do-rag. A white do-rag, y'all. And y'all know how I feel about that, right? Y'all really know how I feel about that. That is not the way to do things.
People. Yeah, you weren't fooling around. Yeah.
Oh, I told you I wasn't fooling around.
You know what? I came across a story, and you're right. The doctor was full of stress. Now the court's trying to make him pay $100,000. I came across another story where here in the United States, a Kentucky doctor cut off a guy's penis because he found that when he was doing some sort of surgery, circumcision, that he found cancer. So he cut off the penis without the patient knowing about it or giving consent.
See?
And they went to trial, and the jury found the doctor not guilty.
Because he found the cancer?
Yeah, he found cancer. So he said, well, it's best that I just lop off the whole thing.
Well, you know what that is, too, though? Because, sometimes they ask you before you go in, if I find something, do you want me to handle it? So if old boy said, yeah, he wasn't really thinking about it. Hey, he got what he got.
I don't know. I've had surgery and never had a doctor ask me if I, Mr. Joe, if I find something, do you want me to, excise it or something? I've never had that. But still, come on, Eric. You're going to not wake the guy up? It's a circumcision thing. It's an elective surgery or something. You're not going to wake the guy up and say, oh, Mr. Jackson, we have found, cancer. What would you like to do with it?
I would hope so.
Well, he didn't.
Well,
cuts off the guy's cock. Jesus Christ.
Well, maybe he, I don't know, Joe. I don't know. I can't even say anything about that. Just make me just cringe thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about this other story, man. It's a married man, okay? And he planned to meet, with one of his handful of lovers that he's got, right? This was in Wisconsin. All right, so what happened was that he was set up by four women, I guess four of his, lovers. So what they did, they bound him, blindfolded him, and assaulted him, right, out of revenge. And his wife was included in this now. It just went, his wife was in on it, too.
So what did he do?
Okay, you know what they did? Oh, man.
No, I mean, what did he do in order to make these people mad at him?
He was sleeping with all these different women. That's what he was doing.
With these guys' girlfriends.
No, these are women. These are women.
Oh, these are women doing it to him.
Yeah, these are women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these are women. And what they did was they bound him. Then they got some glue and glued his penis to his stomach.
Oh, I think I heard about that. So, there's about four chicks that he slept with, plus he's
at
married,
least.
And
yeah.
These chicks are mad, and
uh-huh.
They get together, and then they, oh, boy.
Oh, his wife was included in that. Mm. I'm just saying, his wife was included in that.
So why did they take it out on her?
Why did she? They did take it out on her. She helped them.
Oh, she was helping them. Oh, all right.
Yeah, she was helping them.
Okay.
I'm telling you, man, y'all have to be careful with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
See?
And then what happened after they glued his thing to his thing?
What happened after they glued his thing to his thing?
Yeah, when they glued his
thing. I guess they left. Hell. What they gonna do?
No, but what did he do after that? He woke up and said, "Oh, what a nice attachment! I'm gonna leave it like this."
Well, no, I'm sure somebody called the police, and the police called the ambulance. I mean, I don't know, John. I never had mine glued to my stomach, so I can't tell you what happened after that.
It doesn't say in the article.
I'm just saying. It
doesn't say anything else in the article?
Not that I wanted to read. I just found it bizarre that he got caught up by four women like that.
Mm.
You know, he must have been mighty careless, just downright crazy as hell.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay. So after they did that, they left, right? And then when he woke up and found out that, you know, he had that, what did he do?
I guess, I don't know, Joe. I guess somebody found him and called help for him.
Oh,
who knows? He may be still walking around with it glued to his stomach. I don't know.
So where are you getting the headlines from?
You're reading too much into this, damn it, Joe.
Oh, like it's not interesting to find out what happened when the guy's cock, he wakes up and he finds.
I mean, look, Joe, I don't care what happened to it afterwards.
Oh,
I'm just telling
boy.
What happened to him at the point.
Now,
see, you trying to get all technical-y and stuff. Ain't nobody trying to get technical-y.
No, I mean, if you got four chicks trying to, you know, castrate you in some way, I want to find out what happened.
Well, they didn't castrate him. They just glued it.
Yeah.
They glued it down. So,
yeah,
he,
so he couldn't use it anymore. So,
yeah,
you know.
At least not that night anyway.
Oh,
you know,
that had
least, you know, at least it ain't the doctor who chopped it off and cut it up on the table. I mean, at least he still got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, Joe. You know, in London, there was some crazy things in London, though. I mean, like a man got jailed for 5 days for assaulting his with his penis after she refused to have sex with him.
Oh, you got to talk about. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the man was 62 years old, right?
Mm.
And I guess he wanted to have sex with his wife. She refused. So he took his penis out and struck her with it. Now, you know, that leaves a whole plethora of area to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so did he hit her while it was soft? Did he hit her while it was erect? What did he, and where did he hit that? You know what I mean?
Is it gonna be a penis night?
No, it ain't gonna be no damn penis night. But I'm just saying, hey, that's the stories they're going, man. I'm just telling you how it is.
Mm-hmm.
How about we found some marijuana in some strawberries? You like that story better?
No, that's boring. I like it better when you have the girls on and they get all pissed off.
Oh, there's no brother on here on Friday night.
Yeah.
What about Wendy Williams posing naked then?
Wendy Williams?
Yeah, Wendy the Man Williams. What you think about posing naked for PETA?
Isn't she a talk show host?
Yeah.
She's a tranny?
No.
Oh. She looks like one.
I say she looked like one, yeah.
Yeah.
But she gonna post naked. I say maybe we'll find out for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, you never know.
I've seen YouTube videos of her show. It's like boring.
I mean, you know, I catch it sometimes during the day, but I mean, I just look at it because like, she's always drooling. You know, she paid to have all them titties put up there, and it just makes her look funny. That's why I think she got some man in her.
Yeah. Does she have a cable show? Or is it a regular broadcast show?
It's a regular broadcast show.
Oh, yeah?
She used to have it on cable too, though. But I guess, you know, it comes on during the day, too.
Now, Tyra Banks isn't too bad, but I think the best one is Oprah. For some reason, she really knows how to have an interesting show.
Man, I'm not talking about no damn Oprah. Don't even come on regularly. No more.
You started
Oprah got
with
her
Wendy
own
Williams.
Network.
Yeah, and let's get back to the
print. I was asking you about Wendy Williams being naked, man. I ain't talking about Oprah being naked. Can you imagine that? Oprah being naked.
Oprah's not a bad, you know, when she was younger, she wasn't bad looking.
Just a pervert.
She wasn't.
Okay, so
better
you rather see
Wendy
Oprah
Williams.
Naked.
She's not as good looking as Tyra
Banks,
though.
Well, don't be trying to change the subject, Joe. So you rather see Oprah naked than Wendy Williams?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I had to have a choice, yeah.
Okay. If you had
I'd rather
choice.
See Tyra Banks naked than Wendy Williams.
Okay. All right. What
you
about
wouldn't.
Hillary?
Well, which one would you
Hillary
rather?
Hillary Clinton?
Huh?
Don't be trying to twist it on me. It's my show. I'm doing the interview tonight.
Oh, brother. Where's Rich
personally,
when I need him?
Personally.
Come on here, Rich. Me and Rich, we'll get the chicks coming on here. We'll
look,
get
look, personally, I'd rather see Pam Grier.
Oh, now she's sexy. She's now. Sexy.
See, there you go. Stay away from that.
That's a sexy woman.
Look, you can have Kyra, you can have Wendy the Man Williams, but stay away from Pam. That's all I'm saying.
That's a sexy woman. Yeah.
You can have Hillary, you can have Monica.
Well, you can have that.
You can have Linda Tripp. You can have all of them.
You can have her too. You can give me Lindsay Lohan though, except that she's a nut job.
Well, she liable one of the ones to liable cut you off, man. Cut your member off and give it back to you.
I know. Yeah. Ever wonder how Lindsay Lohan, who I think is really gorgeous when she's really looking fit, you know, because sometimes she just gets too skinny. She looks like a piece of macaroni. But when she's really nice looking, how come this woman, I'm not even going to call her a woman because she's only 26, how come this chick can get into so much trouble and get out of it?
Well, have you seen her attorney?
Yeah.
She's got a good attorney, but I don't know, Joe. I don't know how she does it. She's better than most people. Even OJ couldn't get out of all the trouble he got into.
Well, Lindsay never got accused of murder. I mean, still.
Well, she might as well. She got accused of stealing, running into people. She just totaled another car. You know, I don't know.
She got into a fight the other night.
Yeah. I'm saying, come on now.
She's been picked up how many times for drugs? You know, if one guy who is like a blue-collar worker, if he gets picked up one time for drugs, he's going away. Lindsay Lohan gets picked up 3 or 4 times for drugs, for getting drunk, for smashing a car, for getting into a fight. These Hollywood celebrities get away with shit.
Well, you know what, Joe? Maybe we ought to start a petition about that.
Nah.
Nah.
Not petition.
It's not even worth all that, huh?
Nah.
Well, I'm just saying, Joe, come on now. Where's the fun that in it?
But she needs to get on the mothership.
I think she done surpassed the damn mothership.
Yeah, I think she's piloting the mothership. I think she's crashed the mothership.
That's probably why I was in the repair shop a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you gave the mothership to the wrong person. She took it out
of
the test drive.
It was God dang it, that damn Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, she just made that movie, Liz and Dick, and they just killed that. They say it was horrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. They said that movie was sucked.
That's too bad. Because I actually like her as an actress. I think she's a good actress.
I don't know. Maybe when she was younger, Joe. Maybe when she was younger.
Well, she's not that old. She's only 26. You wish you were 26 again.
Whatever, Joe. I am 26.
Oh, see? You never left 26, huh?
That's right. That's right.
For the next 20 years. How old are you, Eric? 26.
26, that's right. And I'm not changing it.
Happy birthday, 26. That's right.
That's right. Hey, check this out. In Switzerland, you know what, Joe? Maybe you need to go to Switzerland. You know, because they got a new law passed by the voters that allows prostitutes there to entertain Johns in a way usually reserved for ordering burgers in drive-in booths. So they got a spot in this city, outside the city, where the prostitutes can take their drivers in a little booth and they can have sex and won't nobody bother them.
Well, that's okay. I don't have any problem with that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, why can't they do that here? Well, no. See, they have
here. I'm sure they have it in towns where you go to the red light district and you can probably.
Hey, no. You know, the only place they got anything close to that is the Bunny Ranch out there in Nevada.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know nobody around here, nobody other city who got a damn red light district.
Well, it's not supposed to be legal, but you go there, and I'm sure the whores are around, and you pick them up, and you go back to wherever their room is, and you do the thing. That's the way it is.
But Joe, I'll be honest with you, man, because some of them things walk in the street though, Joe. They ain't.
You're not supposed to put your dick in it, uncovered.
Well, I'm not doing it covered or no other way, but I'm just saying, you know, just the look of them.
Yeah, a lot of them are nasty, but still.
I know. I know. Let me walk around. They got guts bigger than me and you. Like, really?
Yeah, I know. That's got to be a bad life. Bad life.
That's what you calling it, a bad life?
A bad life.
Oh, wow. Hey, y'all. Y'all listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. It is Fun Friday. And on Fun Friday, we just have fun. We talk about any and everything, everybody. It don't matter. I got Joe on the line with me tonight. So y'all want to call in and have some fun? Y'all got something y'all want to make us laugh about? Come on. 347-838-8622. Join in, man. Come on.
Yeah, call in because I'm going to be leaving in about 10 minutes. So anybody doesn't call in, you don't have a chance to join in on the mothership.
What you got? You got a hot date tonight?
Nah, I'm going to be doing some other things.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't need to know no more.
There you go. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to be ending up on the Friday night news.
But that's a good thing.
You got that right.
Look, I'll be talking about you on the show.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not getting talked about on your show. Well, you know what you'd say, Eric? You'd say, okay, y'all. I remember Joe used to call in here. Well, let me tell you a little story about him. He's in the news tonight, and yada, yada, yada. Joe is such a nice guy. He used to call in every once in a while, but, you know, look what happened to him.
Yeah, look what happened to him. Well, Joe, I mean, if you go out there and get caught, hey, I got to talk about it. I owe it to my listeners, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, all 10 of them.
Whatever happened to Joe? Well, let me tell you all about it. Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm surprised Supreme ain't called in tonight.
Does he call in on Fridays?
Sometimes he does. Oh, yeah. Sometimes he does. You know what I mean, brother? You know what I mean, brother?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Supreme.
Yeah, but I wish you'd get something other than an Obama phone.
See, why you have to go there, Joe?
I saw that video. Oh, my God, that made an impression on me. Obama phone! Obama phone! I'm surprised that thing didn't make like 3 million views.
Lord have mercy. Obama phone. I must have missed out on that one.
You didn't see it?
No, man, I ain't see it.
Oh, but you must think I'm exaggerating. All you got to do is go to YouTube and type in for the keyword Obama phone.
Uh-huh.
And you see it. You see the video. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Obama phone.
Nah, it's not Obama phone. It's Obama phone!
And what is the premise of Obama's phone?
Well, the thing is that during prior to the election, you know, there were people who were campaigning for Obama. So this is one woman campaigning for Obama. And they asked her, what is it you like about Obama? And so she goes, you can get yourself an Obama phone. You can get the social. You can get what? Food stamps. And they asked her about Romney. She says, Romney sucks.
You know what? I got a joke for you, Joe. I got a joke for you.
Okay.
All right. The night before the election, right?
Mm-hmm.
Romney told his wife, you know, tomorrow, honey, you'll be sleeping with the president of the United States. So what happened is, you know, the election over, and you know, Romney gave his concession speech. You know, everybody knows it was surprised. So she's getting undressed in the bedroom, and she looks at Romney and says, "Is Barack coming over here, or am I going over there?"
Yeah, I figured that would be it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh Lord, have mercy. I thought that was quite funny.
Yeah, you know, well, everybody knows what the punchline's going to be. Must be known.
Yeah. Well, no, it could have been something else.
Well, girls, you only got a few minutes left to call
Joe, if you had a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
And y'all been going together for about a year.
Right.
You know, but you notice, you know, sex been kind of waning a little bit.
Right.
And she said, we need to talk. You know, men hate to hear that we need to talk line. You know, because that means la, la. But anyway, and then all of a sudden she tells you, she's been with the family pets for
the
about a year.
Family pet.
The family pet. Not pet. Pet. As in the dogs, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of talking about doggy style, really?
I'm telling you.
I mean, well, how would you take that? You know, the guy said he thought Look, the guy said he thought, you know, she was going to mention something about, you know, because he always wanted to be a swinging couple.
Right.
So, she, you know, she thought he was talking about that, you know, they were going to get together with some couples. So, a girl started talking about how he feel about sleeping with dogs, with animals, bestiality. I'm telling you, man, there's some crazy people out there.
Oh, God, if I found, you know, I would hope that I would see the signs in her before we had a, before we got to be an intimate relationship. But Jesus Christ, if she tells me that, I don't know if I'd sit down with her and say, why do you feel this way? You know, it's, I wouldn't want to know anymore. She'd either have to have been abused as a kid or something. You know, she's nuts.
No, she says she's been having sex with the family dogs since she was 13 years old.
That's nuts.
I'm just saying.
You don't go to math class and learn that.
Yeah, well, I mean, she learned it somewhere. Maybe
enough.
It was.
That's enough of these weird fucking stories from me. I got it. All right, Eric, have a good weekend. You having a show tomorrow?
No, man, you know I don't do no show on the weekends, man. I be trying to recover from what y'all done did to me all week.
we're responsible for that.
Yeah, right, so I have to recover, man. But no, you know I'll be back on Monday.
Okay.
Open mic Monday. Yeah.
All righty. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, Joe. Have a good one, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. That was my man, Joe. You know, Joe always calls in on Friday. I may not hear from Joe during the week, but I can guarantee come Friday he going to talk to me for a little while. You know what I mean? That's all right. That's all right. I like that. I like that. So what else going on, y'all? We got we got 7 minutes for the mothership. Going to take off here in a minute. So what else we going to talk about tonight? Huh? What are we going to talk about, y'all? I don't know. We didn't talk about bestiality. We didn't talk about this trend with craziness going on. How about this lady? I know, as women, I know some of y'all are out there. Some of y'all can contest to this. So I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm going to tell you. Woman attacks man with kitchen knife and smashes his window after first date when he refused to be her boyfriend. Okay. I'm not even going to just direct this to women. I'm going to direct this to everybody. Look, if they don't want to be your boyfriend and your girlfriend or your significant other, leave them the hell alone, all right? You cannot make anybody wants to be with you. Golly, y'all. Really? So now, she tried to cut this man, and she followed him home and broke his windows because he didn't want to be her girlfriend. Well, he didn't want to be her boyfriend. What kind of mess is that? You know what? She probably one of the women that, I'm not going to say women because y'all say I'm too hard on the women on Friday night. So I'm not going to say women. She probably one of the people, you know, because there's some men out there, too. You can look at it and say, man, I know that her breath smell like ass. And then you done sat through the whole dinner smelling that scent on her. So now you trying to get away from her, but she just won't let you go. Y'all remember Wanda from In Living Color? I'm thinking probably like that. Because, you know, if you look at Wanda, man, you look like Wanda got some stuff coming out of her mouth that just is not right. I'm telling y'all, man, it's just not right. And I don't know. So if that's the case, then maybe he did right. But, man, if y'all gonna, that's why you don't never take the same ride home. You know what I mean? If you had a horrible first date, don't go straight home, people. Take the scenic route. You know, stop off somewhere and see if they following you. Because if not, ooh, Lord have mercy. I'm telling you, man, I don't know how that would be. You know, when I was in the Army, we used to go on missions on the weekend, right? Let me tell you what happened. We came off a mission with that. We park our cars against the fence line, right? So we come back, man. Man, and this car was sitting over there. All the windows were broken. The tires were flat. The headlights and taillights were beat out. And it was this young lady sitting on the car with her arms crossed, waiting on old boy to get out of the truck. And you know what? That sorry sucker would not get out of that truck. I guess he did something he had no business, but he would not get out of that truck. I mean, we was talking about a nice Lexus, too. And she had done jacked it up. So I'm telling y'all, if y'all out there doing stuff you ain't supposed to, y'all need to watch it because they going to get you. I done talked about it already now. One got it glued to his stomach. The other one got it chopped off. I mean, really. Oh,
what are we going to do? What does it take for us to, can we just all get along? That's why I say you need to go ahead and do the tasing, y'all. If you tase them, hey, they remember that. They really do. And once they remember that, you ain't got to worry about them no more. Because every time they get close to you, they say, tase. And y'all remember that? That's all they're going to be hearing. And you'll be like, uh-oh. That's right. You just got tased. Oh, man. y'all are something else. I tell you, it's Friday night, man. What y'all got going on out there on Friday night? You know, because I'm telling you, this verdict is beginning to kick in a little bit. I'm beginning to sweat. I know some of y'all out there where it's hot, but it's cold. It's hot up in here. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So what we got going on now? What are we going to talk about? We got 3 minutes for the mothership get ready to take off. And you know what? We're going to go on and bring the mothership in a little bit early tonight because we've been missing. And you know what? We wanted to swing low. Swing very, very, very low. And, you know, when we come back, we're going to sing a song for y'all, man. And I know y'all going to love the song. This song is, man, I wrote this song especially for the show tonight since my music is messing up. And, you know, I have to sing sometimes, too, because it helps me. It helps me get over what I be dealing with. That's right. Hey, wait a minute, before I bring the mothership here, man, did y'all see CeeLo Green in that damn outfit he had on the show the other day? Man, what the hell is wrong with CeeLo? Huh? I think CeeLo got some issues, some hidden issues he need to go and see counseling for. Because he's always got feathers on. Y'all notice that? He got them little short arms, then he got feathers on, man, make him look like a little penguin or something. They always be bright colors. Is CeeLo trying to tell us something, man, that nobody else is noticing? Am I the only one who notices that? I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, they done messed around, and the guy that Elmo, and we got another Elmo, man, because, you know, I miss Elmo. So now what are we going to do? We can't even tickle Elmo no more. Golly. Because apparently Elmo's person was doing more than tickling people. Of the same sex, that is. And you know, that's not a good thing. So, tickle me, Elmo. I don't know. Y'all may have to put them up. Y'all may have to put them Elmos up. Because you never know what has been going on with Elmo. All right, y'all. I'm just saying. Y'all, don't be getting upset with me now. Because we still got a whole hour to go. And you know what? I'm Star Talk. When I come back, man, I'm going to tell you. I'm talking about some people. Okay? I'm just going to put it out. I was nice. I did my little stories. And Joe helped me get the stories out the way. And that's nice. But you know what? I've been gone for a minute. And I haven't talked about some people. So, if you're out there with too much makeup on, you got that bad sewing weave, you walking around with them crusty hammer-toed feet, your breath smelling bad. I'm talking about you. All right? I'm talking about you. I'm telling you. So with that being said, we got about, 6 minutes of the mothership to bring it on in, and then I'll be right back.
Well, all right. Star Child, citizens of the universe, recording angels, we have returned to claim the pyramid. Part in on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Down in 3D, Lightyear group. Well, all right, hear me, Lord, ain't nobody but me, boy. Get down, get it, fellas. Fries and dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Hustle on over here.
All right, y'all. Yep.
Hear that? That Russian mothership is riding, y'all.
Yeah. Now, what I want y'all to do, if you got them drinks in your hand, yeah, gonna raise them glasses up. Gonna raise them glasses up toward that ceiling fan. Yeah. Look up toward that ceiling fan, y'all. Y'all see them blades twirling? Yeah. You see the entrance of the flame. You ready for the mothership to come on down? We ready for the mothership. Oh, yeah. Y'all hear it? Oh, you beginning to feel it now? I know y'all are. Hey, I'm feeling it. Hell, yeah. This is coming for you. Are you ready? Let's hold them flashes. Hey, let's get them up there. Come on, let's get it. Wings, pound, feet, carries, pop, let me ride. Wings, pound, carries, pop, let me ride. Pound, feet, let me ride. See? But, oh, yeah. Are you beginning to feel the ground? Yeah.
Well, all right. Ain't nothing but a party.
Nothing but a party now. Oh, yeah. So if you got that bad beat, I'm coming for you. Oh, yeah. On the mothership. We're going to float out of here. Let's go on the turn of glasses up, y'all. Get out of the makeup. Head. Me and the boys are coming for you. The mothership is just perfect, y'all. Oh, oh, oh. I got to get y'all.
Start y'all here. Doing it in 3D. So good is good to me.
Got them trees going. I want to take the soap off that tree. It ain't going to hurt you to hit that tree once or twice. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, if it helps you get to the mothership, hey, so I want to get to the mothership. Maybe that helps you look at your other significant other a little bit better tonight. Because I know some of y'all don't want to look at them right now. Just go and get that drink and hit that tree. And I'm telling you, it'd be the beautiful thing you've ever seen. Riding on that mothership. Oh, yeah. It's coming for you. Are you going to catch it? It's coming for you. Coming for you. Are you ready for it? Oh, I want to catch a ride on this mothership again. Oh, yeah. We got ready to get drunk up on our own. Because you know why? Because you are. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, y'all. That was the mothership. Y'all know who that was, right? Oh, my goodness. That was some people. Parliament. And the
R.I.P. Funk Hall Stars. Yes, George Clinton, man.
You know, with all the colored hair, with all that colored ribbon and stuff he be wearing in his head. Speaking of colored ribbons and stuff in your head. Now, y'all know I couldn't get away from that, right? We've been gone too long. Look, and this is what I'm going to say. All right? I don't care. Y'all get mad at me, you'll be okay. Now, listen. I know it's this new thing out there called sowing weed, okay? I know a lot of y'all getting away from this glue stuff, okay? I understand that. I understand that. But let me explain it to you, Lucy, okay? If you going out there buying cheap and getting that cheap sowing weave stuff, do not, I repeat, do not pull your hair back, all right? Because it's not good looking. It looks like somebody done put a whole different scalp on your damn head. And then you got the naps showing up front. You know, and come on, y'all. Come on. If it's that damn hot, don't put it in your damn head. You know what I mean? Huh? Hey, you know the thing now is to go natural anyway, right? So just go freaking natural. Hell, it can't look no worse than what your head looking already. And then some of y'all, man, I saw a girl today. And I just really couldn't believe this. She had blonde, hair, you know, in the back of some black stuff coming out. I guess it was some black hair she had on or something. And it looked totally ridiculous. And you know what? She didn't have that friend to tell her? No, don't do that. Walk around here with red hair, orange hair, purple hair, gray hair. I mean, come on, y'all. The gray hair, you know, some of y'all can't help the gray hair, so I'm not going to knock the gray hair. But what I'm saying is, come on with all these colors. All these colors, man. Y'all walk around here looking like the damn rainbow of Skittles or something. Let's get away from that, you know. And let me tell some of you other folk that if you're black, if you are dark as tar, if you're black as black can be, please. Please do not get jet black hair. That don't look good. Oh, my goodness. No, I'm just saying, man. It just don't look good. Now, let me talk to the guys. Guys, you know what? And I have nothing against tattoos, okay? I really don't. Because, you know, I have a couple of tattoos myself. I put that out there. But I saw a guy today in the damn doctor's office, and this is how you know. It just got carried away. And when I say he was tattooed from the head down, I mean, when I say the head, I mean as in the top of his head. I mean, his whole head was tattooed. Tattooed. Then, you know, you see him on his arm, so I guess the rest of them tattooed. And I'm like, what is the purpose of this? You know, why? Why? Who are you going to work for like looking like that? I mean, come on, y'all. Let's be reasonable about some things, you know. Sometimes we just need to use a little common sense with what we're doing. Of course, some of us don't, but I'm just saying. But it's okay. It's all right. It's okay because we gonna get it together. We gonna get it together. That's right. And if it's 32 degrees outside, why are you walking around with flip-flops and skin-tight skirts on? Huh? Why? It's not, trust me, if you, oh, speaking, you know what? I thought, you know what, it's something I meant to tell y'all about. God dang it. You know, and these skirts, I was going to say, it's not that hot outside. It's not. I'm going to finish this thought first. You know, and if you that hot, you need to go and see a damn doctor. Because something ain't right down there. If you got to wear clothes like that, then you got them little crusty toes out. They all ashy. Look like you've been walking in sawdust or something the whole time. I mean, come on, y'all. But anyway, now, what I was about to say is, this is a song out there, man. And, you know, the more I hear it, the more I hate it. I'm be honest with you. The more I hear it, the more I hate it. And they play it over and over and over and over again. You know what song that is? Now, I know some of y'all going to get mad at me about this, but I don't care. That song, I'm on fire. This girl's on fire. This girl on fire. Yeah, you know that song right there.
I can't stand that damn song.
Okay, we know you're on fire. We know you hot. We know whatever you want us to know. But stop singing it. Damn. Well, you know, if you that damn hot, I'm telling you just like I told you about the other girl, take your ass to the doctor. You know what I mean? Get it fixed. Because, you know, in the hood, you know, when you run into somebody, I'm hot, or you hear somebody say, that hot, she hot, that's not a good thing. Hey, don't act like some of y'all don't know what the hell I'm talking about, because some of y'all walking around here hot right now, y'all need to go and see a doctor to get that shot. That's right. Mm-hmm. Don't act like you don't know. Don't act like you don't know. You got them droppings going on, that little tingling, that little burning sensation. That you're talking about, oh, I just shaved the other night. No, that ain't what it is. And you know that's not what it is. You need to go on and handle that. Ooh, Lord have mercy. And that's for the males and the females. The males and the females. Both of you. Both of you. Both of you. Because you know what? Sometimes we fail to do what we need to do. And, okay, I done calm down, y'all. I done calm down. Okay. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Somebody's about to do something around here. Hey, y'all check this out. You got some little kids. You know, you got them kids, right? And this is what I want to tell you. You know, kids are fun. They are. You know, if you got small kids, you know they're fun. But you know they get on your nerves, right? So when they ask you for something, I'm going to tell you how to get on their nerves. And it really works, man. It does. You know, when they next time they ask you something, just say why. You know how to ask you? Yeah. Well, most people didn't know. But anyway, when they ask you for something, say why. And when they ask you again, say why. And just keep saying it. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to realize that is damn irritating. Because I did it to my child. I sure did. And well, why? 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 Okay. Why? And you know what I did? He said, Daddy, why are you doing that? That's irritating. I said, exactly. So I ain't got to worry about you doing it anymore either. Right. I'm telling you. And you know. But you know what? It's okay. It's Friday, y'all. We going to have this. What y'all doing this weekend? Huh? It's supposed to be real nice here. So you know what I'm going to do? Not a damn thing. I'm not doing nothing tomorrow because you know why? It's Friday. It's the weekend. Oh, tomorrow's Saturday, ain't it? Yeah, tomorrow's Saturday. So I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do. And that's what you should do, too. I think there's some good football games coming on. So I'm going to watch me some football. I don't know about y'all. But y'all, you know what y'all can do? How about go outside? And I'm going to tell you what you do. Go outside, right? And take your phones with you and have the camera ready. And what I want y'all to do is take pictures of some of the funniest stuff you see out there, okay? I'm telling you, right there in your own neighborhood or while you're out and about, take a picture of some of the funniest stuff you see and send it to me in my email, ericlesstalk@gmail.com. You know, I'm going to show it on my page. I am. Just to show y'all, you know, that there's some weird people walking around out here. There really are. You know, I went into McDonald's today, and you know what? I really don't have a problem with, you know, helping people out. But damn, it's like you walk in and it's like a swarm of flies. You got a little bit of change. You got a little bit. And I thought about it. I say, if everybody walking in the door, give them some change. They sitting on a gold mine. So I think Sunday I'm gonna go in and sit around somewhere and say, you got some change, and see if I can't get some. I know y'all talking about that's not right. Why not? I might as well get rich too, hell. Sure, everybody else getting rich. I ain't winning the Powerball. And how many of y'all spent a whole lot of money on the Powerball thinking you really were going to win? Huh? Y'all probably they're probably like, I know I ain't going to win, but I'm going to do it anyway. Just I may get lucky. Yeah, right. Don't feel bad. I did the same. I bought four of them jokers. And didn't win not a dime. So now they got four of my dollars. You know, I'm upset about that. I need to write the lotto commission and tell them to send me my money back. That's right. I want a refund. I didn't win. That would be funny, huh? Send them a note saying, since I did not win, I would like a refund of my $4. And not like they got it. They can pay somebody $550 million. They got $4 to get back to me, don't you think? I don't know, Gene. I don't know. You know, I heard something else today, y'all, that was really crazy. I heard this one guy say that the darker you are, the longer marijuana stay in your system. I actually heard somebody say that. So, what? The marijuana discriminates on color now? So I guess if you really, really light skin, you know, as in the Caucasian persuasion, you ain't got to worry about it, huh? You smoking it, just leave. Huh? And if you like, you like Zulu dark, you know, I guess you just got it just stuck with you forever, right? Now, does that make any freaking sense to y'all? Really? That the darker you are, the longer marijuana stay in your system? That don't make any sense, does it? Well, somebody's going to believe that. So for yous out there that's, yeah, I say yous, for yous out there smoking and toking and hitting them trees, keep that in mind. The darker you are, the longer it lasts in you. Oh, Lord have mercy. I really don't know what the hell y'all talking about. Oh, Lord. Y'all are just downright crazy, man. Y'all just downright crazy. Hey, but check this out. And also, you know, there's something else going on, too, I really want to talk about. And, you know, it's called driving, like you got some damn sense. Because some of you folk cannot drive out there. And, you know, and you know, this is what began to piss me off. You see these folk out there with them disabled tags on, right? I mean, they have these disabled tags on their cars and stuff. And number one, damn car be brand new. Be laid. You're like, how the hell you handicapped? And then to top it off, they damn near run over you all the time. They always in a rush. Where you going? You're supposed to be handicapped. Where the hell are you going in such a rush? Huh? Really? What you going to check on your scooter? Because your scooter done been in an accident or something? Really? And then you got the elderly. I'm telling you, they tickle me. They had a seat all the way up to the steering wheel, and they be driving a Cadillac, big old Cadillac. And they turn, they don't look where they be turning at. They back out. They don't be paying attention where they back out. I had a lady run into me one night. And it was funny. A lady ran into me one night. Now, I don't know where the hell she was going. I was sitting in a turning lane, okay? And for some reason, she decided to create her own turning lane. I don't know where the hell she was going. But one thing I felt was my car rocking, right? So, you know, I get out to check my car. I'm like, oh, Lord, she done dented my car up. Ooh, yes, I had insurance, y'all. But anyway, so she gets out, an elderly white lady, you know, and she's like, oh, my God, I need to, I can't tell my husband I'm not supposed to be driving. Now, I'm standing looking at her because she done got some paint on my car from a little white truck. She told me she ain't supposed to be driving. Now, see, that's how people get hurt. That's how people get hurt. Because number one, she ain't supposed to be driving. Then she tried to create her own lane. Then she hit my damn car. So we got issues going on there. You see what I'm saying? That's where road rage start. But you know, I was cool. I really was. You know, I checked out everything. You know, she dented her husband's truck. So that was between her and her husband. I just had a little paint on mine, you know, that could be buffed out. So I was good. But now sitting here thinking about it, I'm not going to lie to you. If I would have had a taser, she would have got tased. That's right. I would have tased her. Well, she wasn't supposed to be driving. She hit my car, y'all. Now, so I'm not wrong to tase her, am I? I don't care. I would have tased her anyway. But now I'm saying, you know, you have to watch out for the elderly, man, because the elderly, they're good people. You know, they talk to you. Man, do they talk to you. And sometimes they be talking. They talk, man, and they talk, and they talk. And sometimes they give you good information. But you get the ones that be talking, and they be talking crazy. You be like, oh, really? What the hell are you talking about? But you, if you're nice, you have to sit there now. Sit there and listen to them. Just don't go riding with them. Okay? Do not. Let me say this again. Do not get in a car and ride with them. If you got to go somewhere, you drive them. Don't you? I'm telling you, man, because I did that one day, and I don't believe I ever held on to a door so damn tight. Because, man, it's scary. It's scary. And the funny part is, when you see them on the road, don't look like they be going that fast, right? But when you're in the car with them, you be wanting them to slow down even more. They do some crazy stuff, man. I'm telling you, sometimes you wish they were back on that damn hover round. You know, they can only go so far on the hover round. Oh, my goodness. That's what we ought to do, man. Get the hover rounds and get a bunch of them, the elderly, together and have hover round races. That's right. Send them out to the racetrack on their hover rounds. Can you imagine how some of the things would look? They'd be souped up, and everybody got their seat, you know, and everybody have their seat up toward the handle because there ain't no hands on it. So everybody be sitting up like they just out there some damn well. Oh, Lord have mercy. The hover round, the scooter with the engine that can last forever. All right, I'm leaving that alone. I'm leaving the elderly alone. I'm just telling y'all, though, just watch out when you're on the road with them, okay? Because they are dangerous. They are dangerous. Now, that's not to say that some of y'all aren't dangerous, because some of y'all can't drive either. And you be the first one to be arguing, especially the ones that like to drive and text. You know, y'all got it so good to where y'all can text and drive at the same time until a red light comes. Then y'all want to sit at the red light, and then the light turned green. You still got your head down because you text. You holding up traffic. Then all of a sudden you realize that the light is done turned yellow. Then all of a sudden you punch gas and haul ass. Now I'm mad because I'm sitting behind you, and now I got to wait a whole nother cycle of the lights because you want to text. Put your damn phones down. That's what I'm talking about. Put the phones down. We ought to have one whole national day to where no cell phones are used whatsoever. We go back to the old school where you just leave your cell phone at home and you just go throughout the day without, you know, if you need to call somebody, hey, use a regular phone or you just wait till you get where you're going. I see some of y'all now. Y'all like, he crazy as hell. Because some of y'all not giving up them phones. Some of y'all will give up your firstborn before you give up that phone.
I know it.
I know it. Some of y'all will, but it's okay. You know, sometimes we have, you know, that just shows, man. We depend too dependent on this stuff these days. We really are. But it's okay. It's okay. Because one day the machine's going to come get y'all. And then what you going to do? That's what I said, that the machine's going to come get you. You're going to be sleeping in your bed at night. You're going to wake up and there's going to be a machine standing over you. He said, I come to take you to your leader. I come to take you to my leader. Come follow me. And then, of course, some of y'all going to be drinking, so you're going to think you've been dreaming. Then it's going to reach down and say, I have you now. Come with me. Then we're going to get on the mothership and ride away. Then you'll be like, how the hell did I get on this ceiling fan? I'm trying to tell y'all, ceiling fans are spaceships. Y'all listen to what I'm telling you now. Ceiling fans are spaceships. And when the time come, they're going to come out the ceiling. So all y'all with them big old ceiling fans, y'all need to look at them. Look at them. You know, with the lights that go all the way around, those are the motherships. Those are the ones with the powerful engines. That's why they have all the lights on it, because those are the engines. All right? Listen to what I'm telling you now. And what's going to happen is when time comes, they're going to come down and get you. I'm telling you, there's not nothing you're going to be able to do. So that's why I'm telling you now, prepare yourself for the coming of the mothership, which is already in your house. You just don't believe it, but it's there already. It is. That's why we have to give our gift to the mothership every night on Friday night, because it's here already. We are just waiting for it to come. Now, Susanna said, everybody take a drink on that one, all right? Take a drink. Y'all figure it out in a little bit. When you go to bed tonight, I'm telling you, when you go to bed tonight, lay there, turn your ceiling fan on, right, and watch the ceiling fan go around. And I guarantee you, after the first 3 or 4 minutes watching it, you will be in another dimension. That's right. And you will understand what I'm trying to tell you now, that you will be on the mothership. And once you come back, you will be a witness as to what the mothership is all about. That's right. I'm just trying to give y'all a heads up of what's going on with the mothership. So I know some of y'all ain't believing me right now, but take your time. Take your time. Now, I know some of y'all saying, what if we don't have a ceiling fan in my house? Well, you know somebody in your family do. So you need to call them and let them know that when theirs come down, the scoop swing on by and scoop you up too. That's right. Or just go in the room with the other room where you got one at. That's right. So, you know, when you get off and you ain't got no ceiling fan in, you need to call your family member that has the ceiling fan in their house and let them know what's going on with the ceiling fan. So they'll be aware of when it comes down that, you know, they need to come by and scoop you up so you can go on around the mothership too. That's right. Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm-mm. It's not hard. It's not hard. I'm telling you, it's not hard. The only thing y'all have to do is really just pay attention. Just pay attention. That's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Whew. Oh, my goodness. Hey, check this out. Now that we done talked about the mothership, so I want y'all to realize that, you know, don't be trying to bring televisions and DVD players and all that. Okay, that's not going to get it. No, you cannot bring your cell phone. Because you ain't going to be calling nobody from the mothership. All right? And there's something else I want to tell you. You know, have you noticed lately that every time you turn around, something is happening on Mars? Y'all ever figure that out? Hell, me either. Hell, I don't know. Mars is Mars, right? They got some little people up there. They're going to come and visit them. Yeah. They're going to come visit. And it's going to be a great thing. A great thing. As long as y'all ain't got that badass weave in your head and them damn braids with them damn do-rags on. That's right. Y'all know I was coming back to that. I wasn't going to let it go. Walk around here with your butt off. I bet, you know what? It's 30 degrees outside, right? I bet ain't many of y'all outside walking around with your damn shit down now, are you? Excuse my language. I'm just saying. Dang. Mm-mm-mm. And if you look, I know some of this weave is cheap, okay? I'm just going to be honest. Some of that weave is cheap. And it's not meant to have in six damn months, okay? I'm just going to put it out there. So if you buy weave that's like out of the the beauty supply store that costs like 99 cents a pack. No, boo-boo, do not leave that in there for a whole 6 months. It is not meant for that, okay? You haven't paid for quality hair. You have paid for cheap hair. And cheap hair ravels. Cheap hair smells. Cheap hair falls apart. Don't do it. And you trying to do everything you can to make it look good. After a while, you just can't help it. It's not going to last. It's not. Okay? So don't do it. Men, if you 30 and above, I'm going to give you a benefit of the doubt, 25, but 30 and above, and you walk around with all this gold and silver and crap in your mouth, come on, y'all. Come on. Where's your dignity? What the hell are you thinking about? Huh? That's not cute. You are not the young boy you think you are, okay? Your ass is too old. I'm just going to put it out there. You're too damn old for that. All right? So, and some of y'all are so bad, don't wait till y'all get 30, 35 and go and get that gold crap put in your mouth. Talking about you got to get a grill. You was born with a grill, you idiot. It's called teeth. That is your grill. Y'all going to spend all this money on that old gold and stuff that's just raggedy. Raggedy. And then you all dressed up in a suit. And soon as you smile, you got all that gold shit going. Nobody want to see that. If I was an employee, I'd tell you, oh, you can go. That's right, because I give you a thing of brass, so some of you can clean them, because some of y'all got it in your mouth, and it's so damn dull, you really ain't fit it to you. So just give you a can of damn Brasso and let you go ahead and clean that up. I know, y'all. I'm sorry. I get on them terrors sometimes. I do. And, you know, I'm sorry. And, ladies, I'm glad some of y'all have stopped wearing Spanx, okay? I am glad y'all stopped wearing Spanx because, Lord, Spanx are not made for everybody. But you know what? I have seen some men that need to wear some damn Spanx. I'm for real. Oh, Lord. Hey, y'all ever had that neighbor? Y'all ever had a neighbor that all the time, the only thing they do is fight? And you be laying in, you be in your house and you hear shit breaking. You know, and you hear screaming and yelling and stuff be breaking. And then once it's over, they come outside like ain't nothing happened. You know, and you be looking at them, but you want to let them know you done heard what was going on. Oh, Lord. And then one day it goes on so bad, the police come out, and you already know what's going on because you the one called the police, right? But you going to go outside like you don't know what's going on. Who called the police? Who called the police? What's happening? You know they over there fighting. You the one who called the freaking police. Y'all so wrong for that. Dang it. And y'all need to stop stealing out of Walmart, too. Hey, can I get free cable, please? I was promised. Hey, Mitt Romney say the president promised me something, okay? So I want my free cable, damn it. It's been 5 years. I haven't been without cable. I want my free cable. Can somebody please call the president and tell him Eric Jackson needs free cable? That's right. I don't steal out of Walmart. That's right. Since I was promised something, I want my free cable, damn it. And since I was promised, I don't want no damn chicken. Hell, I'm tired of chicken. I want some free cable. Okay, I take. How about a bucket of crawfish? That'd be all right. A bucket of crawfish. That'll do. Yeah. If I got me some crawfish, I don't have to worry about watching no damn TV. It'd be okay. Oh man, you know what? I forgot. Let's take a moment of silence for Larry Hagman. Okay, better known as J.R. Ewing. So we're going to take a second of silence. Okay. Now, didn't I tell you that joke was about to die? Y'all don't want to listen to me sometimes. I was told that by the mothership. When I saw him, they came back off what that show is? They came back with the new Dallas, and I saw him on. I told y'all he wasn't going to last long. Nobody want to listen to me. The mothership lets me know these things. Y'all need to listen and adhere to what I be saying sometimes. The mothership is letting me know. And because it's cold outside, please, y'all, don't stop wearing deodorant because some of y'all think y'all slick. Y'all do. Some of y'all think y'all slick tomorrow. It's cold outside, so it's not going to be hot. I really don't need to wear no deodorant. Yes, the hell you do. That's right. I went from the mothership Larry Hagman to deodorant because some of y'all. And I'm talking about men and women. Some of y'all be paying off. And how can you not smell yourself? You know, have you got so used to smelling bad that it's just normal for you? Really? Just because it's cold don't mean we can't smell you, all right? Put on some damn deodorant. But first, wash your ass. That helps. You know, that helps. I know some of y'all wash once a week. Maybe once every 3 weeks. Okay. Please, y'all. Please. Let's up to see a little bit. Goodness. That's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. Hey, how about a drink? Y'all, let's get a drink, y'all. All right, everybody raise your glasses up. Turn it up. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Whoo, that's what I'm talking about right there. Down to my, with that whistle, man, with that whistle. Oh, talk about tonight. We didn't talk about, you know what? I had a point, though, because one moment it was getting kind of heavy on sex organs. You know, I don't know what the hell was going on. I guess it was a okay. Well, I'm glad we got out of that. That was two or three minutes left to talk about somebody. Who am I going to talk about? How about? No, I'm not going to talk about no folk in the Navy. You know, the Navy, they're interesting people. They really are. But I'm not going to talk about them. Go Navy. Yay, Navy. On the submarines, go Navy. How the hell you have a bunch of men on a damn boat for 6 months underwater? Well, I don't know, but I'm glad I wasn't one of them. That's all I'm saying. And I'm leaving that alone. Now, moving right along.
You know, now comes the time when we must talk about some things that's near and dear to our heart. And sometimes it's really, really important that we pay attention to those others that are less fortunate than us. So with that being said, we are now going to talk about those people that think they are so intelligent but are dumb as hell because they be mispronouncing words. They be talking about stuff they don't even know about, man. I mean, they talk about some stuff, and you be like, ah, and they be like, ah, and you be like, man, they give these whole big old long sentences, and they don't even know what the damn sentences mean. You know what I mean? So how they going to be so intelligent? I don't know.
Man. There's some things going on we need to talk about. I'm telling you, man. There's some things going on. You hear me? Y'all don't have that friend, man, that always, you know, no matter what you see him, he always got something. They already got something negative to say. I don't care what time it is. They got something negative to say, especially if it's happening to you. You be like, man, guess what happened? Man, I just found $100 on the ground. And what your friends say? Man, the police going to come put you in jail for that. Just kill me, right? I mean, why? You always got that friend. You be wanting to hit him in the head with something. You know, y'all need to stop surrounding yourself with them negative people. Them negative people, they're going to cause you to miss the mothership. I'm telling you, they're going to cause you to miss the mothership. And you know the mothership is there for you. Now, if you can talk them into getting on the mothership with you, more power to you. But we ain't having no negativity on the mothership. We're not having that. You know, I haven't passed the collection plate around in a while, man. I think we're going to have to start bringing back the collection plate because I need, you know, we need to upgrade a little bit here. We really do. Hey, but guess what? Okay. I got 20 minutes left, so I want to be serious for a minute. All right, y'all. I know some of y'all out there listening, right? And here's the catch. Go to my website. I mean, not website. I'm damn. I ain't got that going yet. But anyway, go to email, ericletstalk@gmail.com, and send me some ideas for some topics, man, for during the week, okay? Now, what I'll do, if I choose your topic for the week, I'll let you know. You know, who knows? I may send you a T-shirt or something. Who knows? I'll come up with something for you. But anyway, let me know. I'll choose your topic for the week, you know, and I'll let you know, and I'll announce it all week long. Okay, and that's administrative tip. That's serious. Okay, so if y'all got something y'all want me to talk about, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Hey, send it to me. I'll use it because this is Let's Talk and nothing is off limit. It's Fun Friday too. Ain't nothing off limit on Fun Friday. Y'all ever had that friend you invite over and they take their shoes off, man, and it's like everything just wilt? Y'all ever had that? Man, I had a friend come over that day, and I don't know what made him take his shoes off, but buddy, my damn fish almost jumped out the fish tank. You hear me? Cats ran away from a door and carrying on. I said, man, you need to put those shoes back on. Nose went to tingling. You know, that's a bad sign right there when your nose get to tingling. I mean, gosh, that means your feet really, really wet. Stink. Not stink. It stank. They stink. That's right. And that's a bad thing, man. That's a bad thing. And how y'all out there getting married soon? Huh? Because I got a question for y'all. Now, before you get married, is it okay to have a fling before you get married? Okay, that was a dumb question, right? I know y'all say, hell no. Okay, I'm just asking because I think it's not either. I don't think it is. I don't think you should do it either. But somebody told me you can do it. You can do it. I just wanted to make sure. Hey, whatever happened to? Remember back in the day when you have fun. You know, nobody has fun anymore. Everybody here's got cell phones. Everybody's sitting. That's why I say we need to have one day with no cell phones. Everybody just walk away from the cell phones. Leave them at home. That's right. Just leave them at home. And see, well, I'm going to say, okay, I'm not going to say all day. See if you can go half a day without your cell phone. Because some of y'all can't go a second without it. That's like your lifeline. Huh? Hey, y'all do this. See how many numbers you know in your phone right now without looking in the phone. How many numbers can you actually call out, remember? You know, because back in the day, you got a number. You had to remember that number because there wasn't no cell phones, remember? You had to remember a number. Right now, I bet y'all can't remember half the area codes y'all got in your phone. I'm telling you, some of y'all go to jail and y'all be in trouble because you don't know any numbers and you have no one to call. So you got to go in there and spend some time with Big Bertha or Big Bubba. Mm-hmm. I bet you remember some numbers then. That's right. Hey, I know about three numbers in my phone, so I'm good. That's right, I'm good. So I don't know about y'all. Hey, you ever talk so much, man, that your throat get hurting? I know. But mine not hurting yet, so I'm going to keep talking. Anyway, now, what I also want to talk about this night is we have a epidemic that's going around, and it's hurting our neighborhood in the worst way. It really is. Now, and I want to start a petition to help us bring it out to the forefront so we can get this thing under control, because it's beginning to really, really be a bad thing that's going on in the neighborhood. And until somebody says something about it, we will never, 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 never get a handle on it. Now, I know some of y'all going like, what the hell is he talking about now? And I'm going to tell you what we're talking about. As soon as I figure out the hell what I'm talking about, my damn self. But anyway, in the meantime, we're going to start a petition, and we're going to get some things together. All right? And you know what that is? We need to start a petition to stop nosy-ass neighbors. That's right. Because, you know, you always got that one nosy neighbor in the neighborhood, and they always got something going on in your house. They know what's going on in your house, but you tell them something happened in their house, they be like, no, they have no clue because they're too busy trying to figure out what's going on in your house. They can tell you who comes in, who goes out, when they came, how long they stayed, did they feed your dog, no, did they cut the grass? I know, right? And you know what's so funny? Because they stand there and they peep out the window like you can't see them. I know, right? And you know some of y'all probably are that nosy neighbor. I know some of y'all are. You got to just know what's going on in your neighborhood, right? Mm-hmm. And then when they look up your way, you're going to try and hide. Don't you know they can know you're standing? The curtains move. The blinds move, y'all. Oh, my goodness. I'm just saying, you know, so if you're going to be a nosy neighbor, come on now. Let's be smart about it. Let's be smart about it, people. Okay, let's be smart. Hide, you know, turn the lights off or something. Turn the lights down low and have a party in the store. That's right, man. You know, because right now, I'm really, really, really going to go outside here. And I'm going to run around the block naked real fast because I'm hot as hell. I don't know what's going on with me. I ain't going through no change or nothing, but it's hot up in here. It's boy, man, I don't know what's going on. Somebody turn on some heat or something. I know I didn't turn no damn heat on. Oh, Lord. Hey, y'all check this out, man. How many of y'all really thought about running around somewhere naked? Just running out the door butt naked. Run out real fast and run back in. Some of y'all probably do that every morning and wait to get your paper. Huh? Wouldn't that be funny? We set aside one whole morning to where everybody just run out butt naked real fast for about 5 seconds and come back in. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, we start a yearly thing, right? Called the butt naked run. That's right, the butt naked run. We just take off. We set a time. Like, okay, now it's going to be in the summertime because I'm sorry, I'm not running no butt naked in this cold, okay? It's not happening, y'all. So it has to be in the summertime, okay? And what we're going to do, we'll probably start about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, summertime. Because, you know, kids be asleep there, so, you know, you won't have to worry about it. Unless you got one of them dumbass kids that got to go to summer school. Oh, did I just call somebody a kid dumb? I'm sorry. Anyway, you got a intellectually challenged child. Anyway, back to what I'm saying. We're going to start about like 7 in the morning, okay? And from 7 o'clock a.m. to, say, 7 o'clock in 1 minute, we're going to run outside butt naked and run back in real fast. And every year we're going to do this. And then we're going to see how far we can take it, you know, how long it's going to last. I think that would be pretty cool myself, you know. Like the New York Marathon, just make it a yearly thing. Just let it go. Now, one time a year, you just let everything hang out. No matter what your body shape, no matter what your size, no matter nothing, how bad your weave is, how many of them ugly braids you got in your head, it don't matter. Just run outside naked and come back in. And when I say naked, I mean stark ass baby's bottom. Well, some of y'all ain't got no baby bottom. But anyway, stark ass naked. That's right. Stark ass naked. Now, if you live in an apartment building, you know, you can do it there too. That's right. You just have. Oh, Lord have mercy. You and your neighbor just don't bump into each other, okay? That's all I got to say. Yeah. I mean, really. Wow. Okay. What else we going to talk? Hey, you know what? I got a question for y'all, and maybe it's just me. But when folk be talking about, how can I put this gently? Do you find it weird when a woman say, well, you know, my wife, or a man say, my wife or my husband. Now, how you have two husbands and two wives? I'm not understanding that, y'all. I'm open-minded, and I'm not bashing and kicking, but I'm just saying, don't that sound kind of strange? And say it's so proudful now. You know, I guess, you know, especially when you look at the men, both of them sitting there with beards on, you know, got beer guts, you know. Stubble, shave stubble. How in the hell? Okay, we moving along because that's just nasty. I can't say it any kind of way other way than that. That's just nasty. It really is. Now, moving right along to something else. How about we are getting ready to wind it down here? We are. We're getting ready to wind it down. We got 9 minutes left, man. And you know what? It has been another fun ride on the mothership tonight. Yeah, I like when Joe come in because Joe gives me a whole different angle of looking at things. He really does. You know, It makes fun for me. See, y'all realize that this is my night to get some, just to relax and just act stupid and silly and corny and whatever the hell I want to do. I know. But y'all can catch me Monday through Thursday, though, when I'm being serious, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, man, we be having some hell of a conversations. We really do. So y'all can join me in, too. 8561, I want to say thank you for listening. I seen you up there. You've been hanging in here with me. That's what I'm talking about right there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Big hugs to you. But anyway, now, you know, I want to thank Verdi for sponsoring the show tonight because, you know, it helped me make it through. And, you know, Verdi. Verdi is always fun, y'all. Verdi is always fun. Oh, man, that's what was going on? Wow. I just figured out why I was sounding so crazy. Okay. Hey, that sounded better now, don't it? Wow, I know. Look, everybody getting ready to leave me now. It's okay, y'all can leave me. I love you anyway, because you know, without y'all, man, I don't have a show. That's right. I can talk to myself, though, but I do that when I'm not on the air. You know, I talk to myself because there is no one to talk to. People, yeah, see, I sing to myself, too. I was a singer on the air anyway. You know what? Hey, I want to give a shout-out to my family back in Jacksonville, Florida. I know some of y'all listening. Y'all crazy, man. You know, Ronald, I didn't talk about none of y'all this time. We'll wait till next Friday. Anyway, but y'all know what? It's been a great week. It's been fun. It really has. And y'all know what? I think we're gonna have to extend the show a little bit eventually. You know, I'm working on some things. So don't forget, if you got any ideas you want me to, you know, talk about, any topics, hey, ericletstalk@gmail.com, send them to me. And I will choose one as the topic of the week, and we will make some things go. I will even mention your name. I will. I'm saying, we going to make this thing happen. Soon, there's going to be a website coming to where y'all go on the website and leave some comments and, you know, do some things like that. I'm working on some ideas here. So if y'all have any ideas for me, hey, come on. Hey, if some of y'all want to be a partner on Fun Friday, hey, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's right. Come on. I have no problem with that. We will have us a ball together. That's right. Because I know some of y'all out there funny as hell. Y'all just don't want nobody to know it. So come on. Talk to me. Talk to the hand, man. That's right. You know what I mean? But y'all know what? It's about that time to get up out of here. That's right. Because the mothership is getting ready to go in the garage for the week. Hey, but check this out. It's the weekend, man. If the weather is nice, even if the weather's not nice, hey, spend some time with that loved one. You know, hug them, kiss them. Kick them in the butt. Whatever you want to do, just spend some time with them. You know, fart and cover their head up with the covers. I mean, whatever you want to do, man. It's on you. But just, you know, spend time with them. Let them know you care. Because that's how the way some of y'all know. Right? Right. And then, you know, relax. You know, nothing that hurt kills anybody faster than damn stress. Y'all know that? Because stress is a mother. It really is. Stress is bad, man. It really is. So, you know, just relax. Enjoy yourself. It's the weekend. You have nothing else to do until Monday morning. That's right. So, you know, if the weather's nice, pull out the grill. You know, fire up the grill, man. Yeah, you know, we always can grill. Go to a park. Walk in the park. Man, that sounds so cool, don't it? That sounds cool, walking in the park. Walk in the park with the one I love. Feel so fine. See? And take the record player with you. I mean, record player, listen to me. Take the radio, your CD with you. And then you can play the music and have a romantic luncheon and stuff. That's right. Okay, y'all. That is it for me. I'm finna get up. Time for me to go and enjoy my weekend. But join me Monday, y'all, for open mic We talk about everything that happened over the weekend. If you got something on your mind, you want to talk about it, join me for Open Mic Monday, because we can talk about it. Okay? Well, with that being said, it was fun. I had fun. I'm glad you listened. But until Monday afternoon, have a ball. I love you all. I'm out of here.